You're listening to iWine Radio. Welcome to Wine and Dine. My name is Lynn Crelo Chamberlain, host.
Jamie Piha is so, so very accommodating and such a good sport here. And joining us this week on Wine and Dine, we're doing this interview from Skype. She is the producer of Seattle Wine and Food Experience, and this is the sixth year Seattle Wine and Food Experience has been presented to the Seattle community. It's being held Sunday, February 23rd, 12 to 5 for VIP, 1 to 5 for general admission. And Jamie is also the owner of Piha Promotions and Table Talk Northwest, where she does videos, record video conversations with people in the wine and food and other beverage industries in Washington State. And Jamie, thank you so very much for your time. I never got to ask you, were you born and raised in Seattle or in Washington State?
I am a Seattleite through and through.
Wow. And then I would imagine that you've seen so much change.
Well, absolutely. Yes, indeed. Well, particularly in the wine industry, I started out as a restaurant manager for many years here in the Northwest, and then I did go to LA for about 10 years. So I got a little bit of the California in me, and then came back up to Seattle, and I started working for the Washington Wine Commission in 1994 when there were 80 wineries in the state of Washington. So I was there through the grassroots efforts of trying to get people to understand that wine grapes are grown in Washington and we make really good wine, and people thought we were crazy. But when I left the Wine Commission after 10 years, I left in 2005, and when I left, there were 350 wineries in the state, and today there are 800, so that's 10 times the amount since I started there in 1994. So it has been amazing to watch the growth of the Washington wine industry from the inside.
Years ago, I lived in Phoenix, in Scottsdale, Arizona. And my husband and I were involved in promoting Arizona wines. And this has to be 20 years ago. And it has grown tremendously. I can't imagine what it would be like just staying there. Because you know people who've been doing this for so long. It's like you have serious street cred.
Well, you know, the interesting thing, too, is like I recently interviewed a couple of winemakers like Brian Carter and Kay Simon, who have both been making wine for over 30 years.
Wow.
And it's really great to hear their perspectives. And then also all these new people coming into the industry to hear their perspectives and sort of, and hopefully they're all, I mean, you know, they're all learning from each other. It's a pretty open communication industry when it really comes down to it.
Oh, yeah. But don't you find that about people in the wine industry anyway, wherever they are? People, they're not into a lot of proprietariness.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Like they're willing to share to better the industry in general and help educate people. I think education really is the key. And I think that for me, for instance, with the Seattle Wine and Food Experience, you know, I came up through marketing really, and I did a lot with a lot of products, both food, wine, and other beverages. And for me, creating an event where the guest that is attending has an opportunity to learn, that is really important. And so the way the Seattle Wine and Food Experience is set up, guests come in and experience almost events within an event where they could spend time in the beer and cider exhibit and really learn about beer and cider, you know, and not be mixed up with other tastes while they're doing that. So it's like, I can go through and taste, you know, 20 or 30 ciders and really get an opportunity to talk to the principal, understand what is going on with cider. Same thing with beer. Then we have an area at the event that is Distillery Row. We have 16 distilleries there, so you can really understand what's going on in the craft spirit world here in Washington. We have almost 80 distilleries now in Washington State. I mean, that happened really fast. So you can do that. And then there's wine throughout the event because really it started as a wine event. And we have a featured region each year. Last year and the year before, we had the Oregon Wine Board as our feature. And so Oregon had an opportunity to have an area at the event with 35 of their wineries. So people in the Northwest really got an education about Oregon wine. This year we have Woodinville Wine Country as the featured region. And so they have 35 wineries there. Woodinville's unique in that it's an urban wine region, meaning that really the grapes in Washington State are grown across the Mountain Pass in eastern Washington for the most part. But Woodinville, because people can have second tasting rooms, Woodinville has 110 wineries and tasting rooms right here 30 minutes from the city. So they are able to showcase wines from all over the state. Their new tagline is Woodinville, where Washington pours.
Oh, I like that.
Isn't that good?
Oh, I like that. That's very clever. Is this event your, was this your creation to begin with?
You know, what happened was there was a creator. They started it. I went to the first year of the event because after 10 years with the Washington Wine Commission, I had started an event called Taste Washington. So I was kind of in the event world anyway. And I went to their event and I recognized that they were trying to bring wine and products in from outside of the Northwest, which I thought was a great idea. But they weren't including any local products. And I said, you know, you're not going to get the consumer unless you include the local community.
Right.
So they hired me to produce the event for a couple of years. And after that, they said, you know, why don't you just take the event over? And so I kind of own the event now.
Okay.
I was sort of by default, if you will.
Okay.
And so I have built it up over the last 5 years.
And I would imagine that this is something that you kind of work on all year round, thinking of what you're going to do the next year and, you know, new sponsors and that sort of thing.
Exactly. You know, it takes a lot of time to, I think, to do it right. I think to communicate with all your vendors, make sure that, I think the big thing for me is that you're delivering something to many audiences. You've got your vendors, and they need to be sure that the consumer is getting some education from them, getting the right marketing and value out of doing the event. Sponsors need a unique marketing opportunity, so a lot of that is customized, and that takes time, and it's all about personal relationships.
Yeah.
And then you have the consumer who you want to make sure that they are getting great value. For me, education, again, is key. And two, that they want to come back and that they leave with something they hadn't experienced before. And so I think it's really important. Plus, you've got chefs that are giving up their time and all of that. It's a lot of work.
I was going to ask you, what kind of food scene is going to be available at the Seattle Wine and Food Experience?
You know, it's really grown in that department. We have about 25 chefs there. And then we have a lot of specialty products as well. So we've got, you know, marshmallows and chocolate, and we have pickles, and we have charcuterie, and we have cheese. And so there's a variety of specialty products. Plus, there are 25 chefs that are preparing special dishes.
Wow.
And one of the cool things about the food is that I work very closely with some of the agricultural commodities. I work with the Beef Commission, with the Lamb Board, with the Potato Commission, with the Wheat Commission. And I work with them and pair them with particular chefs who would be using that product so that, again, we're creating relationships within the business world, but we are also showcasing to the consumer where the source of those products comes from and how it's used.
And at the tables where the chefs are, they're not pouring any of the beverages, right? So it's like it's separate?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes. Huh? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Jamie, are there any artisanal spirit producers?
Yes, we have about 16 craft spirits there. We're calling their area Distillery Row.
So it's, and distillery, so is not beer, it's actually spirits.
Yes, no, it is. It is, yeah, it's craft spirits.
Okay. Okay. I misunderstood. Okay.
So spirits, we have a row called Distillery Row, which is all craft spirits, you know, gin,
okay,
vodka, whiskey.
Okay.
And then we have an area called the Beer and Cider Exhibit, where we have local craft breweries, some large breweries also, and companies like Stella Artois are involved. And then we also, they are mixed in with the cider folks, because cider is booming, as you know. The cider,
yeah,
industry has just taken off like mad.
Yeah. So where do people go to learn more about the Seattle Wine and Food Experience and to purchase tickets?
Well, they can go to the SeattleWineAndFoodExperience.com website. There's information there about tickets. Unfortunately, we are sold out of the VIP tickets, which is the first year we've done that.
Okay.
But we do have general admission tickets available.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I forgot to ask, the Les Dames Escoffier Alley is all about mentoring women and local?
Well, it's a national and international organization. This particular event is benefiting the Les Dames d'Escoffier Seattle chapter.
Okay.
And so
okay,
when you come to the event, you will experience 12 of the Les Dames, if you will, and
okay,
their businesses. And many of those are chefs.
Okay.
Some are wineries, wine owners, winemakers.
Oh, wow.
So it's really a variety. So the alley,
okay,
really highlights these professional women in food, wine, and hospitality.
Okay.
And that organization raises funds to mentor younger people that are younger women that are coming into the industry, and also funds many, many scholarships as well. Okay. So it's, you know, it's kind of a give back and kind of a full circle event in that way.
And Jamie, what is your website address if people want to learn more?
They can go to seattlewineandfoodexperience.com. They can also go to tabletalknorthwest.com, which is my media site as well.
Okay, tabletalknorthwest.com. Well, Jamie Piha, producer of the Seattle Wine and Food Experience and marketer genius when it comes to promoting what's going on in Seattle and the state of Washington, we thank you so very much for your time today on Wine and Dine.
Lynn, thank you so much. What a great experience. I hope to actually meet you in person soon.
We will have links up for you to learn more. You're listening to Wine and Dine.
You're listening to iWine Radio.